Our rock historian Ed Ward has been thinking about some of the music that came out of our last prolonged war, the war in Vietnam. The war coincided with the rise of soul music. A lot of African-American soldiers were drafted into the war, and soul music started to reflect that.
As the blues singers noted during World War II, Uncle Sam ain't no woman, but he sure can take your man. Today, he can even take your woman. But in the mid-60s, soul music was confronted with a different kind of war, in Vietnam. And at first, soul's gospel roots helped ease the pain of separation.
It was sad the day I left home, not knowing whether I would return, but I had to. We love beer, and while I was leaving, the girl I love was in tears. Darling, don't worry, don't worry, make it all right. You just keep the faith and whisper a little prayer every night.
Of course, there was also opportunism. Joe Tex certainly wasn't going to be drafted, but he saw fit to release this as his contribution to the war effort.
When I got your letter, baby, I was in a foxhole on my knees. Oh, yes, I was. And your letter brought me so much strength. Tell you what I did, baby. You won't believe it. I raised up and got me two more enemies. Oh, yes, I did. Listen, that's why I believe.
But that was 1966, before the sense that America was bogged down in a war it didn't quite know how to handle had settled into the public perception. Although there weren't any soul protest songs at first, the idea that soldiers were isolated and lonely came through loud and clear, as this song by Mel and Tim shows.
I'll be so glad when mail call time comes around.
Yes, I will.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. I'll be so glad when mail call time comes.
The times they were changing, as even such a basically conservative genre as soul music had to admit. And in 1970, Edwin Starr, remembered today for his more broadly themed hit War, had a top 10 soul hit and just missed the top 20 pop charts with this. Starr's impassioned rant, 3.5 minutes of incendiary singing and screaming, did what none of the other songs of comfort and consolation had done. It became a hit. 6 months later, Frida Payne underscored Starr's message. boys did, in fact, come home. There weren't many songs about that, but leave it to Funkadelic to predict the future in 1973.
Father bless the soldier who has returned home from the war. He has fought with all his might, yet he knew not what or who he was fighting for. Death waited in the shadows as he crawled by night for his country. His enemies was many, including the habit he still cannot break. Father, we pray that we might understand what has happened to his mind, and help us understand his reaction to the changes that has taken place here at home. And Father, smile upon us with your grace, for we will need you more than ever. Help him understand that when his loved one remarried, they were truly under the impression that he was dead and would never return.
A new era in black popular music had begun, and a new era in American social history. It's a sobering experience listening to these records today, even if the details have changed.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.